to haul the cane in.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go in the swamp. Every man had a plantation where he had a sugar house. He had a big swamp with timber in it. And they give you so much as a cross tie. You know, you go out there and make cross ties, or they wanted posters or anything that they wanted made out of wood.
Yeah.
They paid you to make it. That's how the people, the poor people, made their living.
Now, when you raised hay, you cut it in the field?
You cut that with a side, what we used to call a side blade. And if you plant a side blade, it had two handles,
uh-huh.
And it's a blade that's setting flat. I don't know if you've ever seen one like that. And the blade is about, I would say about 24 or 26 inches long. And it's flat. I believe it came from France, that kind of blade. I believe it's a French blade. And it's got two handles with a crooked handle, and it's got two hands on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you handle that thing this way to cut the hair.
Yeah.
Now that's to cut grass hair. Now they used to plant peas. And they used to make hay out of pea vine. And with that, well, they had what you call a rake. They would rake that hay, that vine, they'd rake it, and that rake would dump, you know, and make a hill. And then you go there by hand and scatter it, let it dry, and then you put it up. That's how they made hay in those days. They didn't have no mowing machine. They didn't know what that was. People didn't. That was not yet.
You'd rake the grass hay up into what?
Well, the grass hay, you done that all by hand with a hay fork. In other words, when you cut it, you laid it in a strip. You see, you cut this strip and you put it on that, and you did the same thing every time you cut a strip. You stretch it out. Then you come there with a hay fork and just pile it up by hand and load it up. When it was dry, you know, when it was good to put in, well, you just go pick it up.
Hmm. Did you have a place where you would store grain or oats?
Well, we didn't raise oats. Yeah, we didn't raise oats. Wheat neither. Some people raised little patches of rice like that, but not much of that.
Yeah.
Well, all they raised was corn and gardens, vegetables, you know, garden stuff.
Yeah. Now, what about places where you would keep your animals?
Well, you had a yard made with that bar fence, what I'm telling you. You know, you had a yard where you kept your animals.
Around the barn?
And around the barn, right. And you had about an acre or so of 2 acres of pasture, you know, where you used to raise grass so they could eat grass in the summertime, you know. And people, very few people had mules, unless it was a man was farming cane land, you know. But I mean, the other class of people, I mean, a long time ago, they didn't raise no cane. They only raised cane in the front, but I mean, I'm speaking about the people that live in this neighborhood around here.
Yeah. They didn't have mules?
They didn't fool with mules. A horse was a whole lot easier. You could use a horse for more things than you could use a mule. In other words, if you had two horses, they could pull the plow, and you could ride them to go anywhere. And if you had a buggy or something like that, you hook them to the buggy and you go to the store. You know that horse done everything. And if you wanted to go in the swamp and look for your cattle, well, you got that same horse that plowed in the field, he went in and looked for the cattle and done everything. In other words, that horse was used for everything.
Mm-hmm.